Bringing local stories to our community is what Grice Connect's writing team loves best, and while each story is special, some stand out more than others as we reflect back over the year. We asked our writers to share some of their most meaningful stories from 2024. Here are the highlights. Dwayne, Metterfire. I am often surprised by what stories are the most read by our readers. It is not uncommon for emergencies like fires, accidents, or severe weather events to gain an unusually high number of views. In fact, during Hurricane Helene, over 60,000 people searched Grice Connect for storm information. However, the livestream coverage of the fire in Metter, GA was one of our highest viewed livestreams since founding Grice Connect. Nearly 150,000 people watched the livestream and tens of thousands more read the story on Grice Connect. Breaking. Video of fire that destroyed a downtown Metter, GA City block. During the livestream, with Jerry Goodman, publisher of the Metter Advertiser, we read live comments from viewers literally all over the country sending their prayers and support for the Metter community. Almost every day, someone mentions watching this coverage or reading the story. This story and live coverage is a powerful reminder of the impact we have on so many who depend on us for local news coverage. Tower truck puts water on Queensboro Bank building in downtown Metter. Jerry Goodman, Metter Advertiser. Michelle, can seniors really have this much fun? For Michelle LeBlanc, our senior adult reporter, whose stories are geared toward activities and interests that cater to our 55-plus readers, it's the centennial birthday shoutouts, stories of volunteers making an impact, and stories of senior citizens who are having a ball living their golden years. I hope every story I write gives a favorable nudge to the community and resonates with my senior moment. Audience as well as others in transition, she shares. With that being said, all the centennial birthdays are special, but the one about Annie Laura Wildenrat, who, at 103 years old, was honored with medals and a certificate presentation after the VA saw the initial centennial birthday story, takes the cake. She was a woman ahead of her time. It was an honor to let the community know about her service and bravery during a time when women rarely served in the military. The follow-up story, Annie Laura Makes History, 103-year-old honored by the VFW for her service in World War II, is here. Annie Laura Makes History Celebration, Front, Great-Grandson, Sally Adams, Annie Laura Bailey Wildenrat, Great-Grandson, Sally Adams, Center, Sally Adams, Friend, Commander Schreiber, Michelle LeBlanc, Back, Ed, James E. Bailey, Annie Laura's brother, Commander Rakowski. Michelle LeBlanc. Michelle also noted the Pen Pals program, where senior center residents and local children in Roosevelt Cones after-school program exchange letters. This story was picked up by NBC, who reached out asking to do a follow-up interview. You can see all of Michelle's senior moments. Stories here, they are fun to read for seniors and non-seniors alike. Blake, comedy, sports, events, he does it all. Blake Williams has transitioned from Grice Connect intern to MVP over the course of this year. His stories run the gamut from municipal meeting coverage to sports and local events. Here are his favorites in his own words. I have to say the Bullock Academy football state finals story felt good to write. There have been several stories that have felt good to write, especially the ones where I can meet the person one-on-one, but there's no feeling like a year-long comeback feeling. For context, last year Brookstone was the team that put Bullock Academy out of the playoffs, after an undefeated season. So, I went to the game hoping that history wouldn't repeat itself. Luckily, BA put on a great football game and was able to win this year, and they are now heading to the state championship at Paulson Stadium. I could go on, but it was a great atmosphere to be in. Parker Chance and Ike Hubbard taking matters in their own hands. Blake Williams. The first would say that the spotlight on the GS Shooting Sports Education Center is one I am really proud of. I have lived in Statesboro for a little over 2 years now, and I always wondered what the SSEC did other than be a shooting range, and I learned that it is much more than that. Honorable mention would be the Comedy for a Cause story. I would be remiss if I didn't include the story that got shared 1.4K times, which is insane. I wrote it because I really enjoy comedy and I like supporting good causes as well. I guess I like the Blue Room too. After I wrote the story, I wasn't sure if it was going to do as well as I thought, but as you can see, it exceeded expectations. Jordan, what a time to be alive in the borough. For Jordan Wilburn, Grice Connects Assignments Editor, the stories that showcase the people and places that make this such a special community were her favorites. Readers can click here to read all of our, helpers, community impact stories in one place. We also have other features including Inspire, Memory Lane, Coping, Let's Eat, and more, which you can find under Features on our website. How is it possible that we live in a community with so many helpers, people making an impact, and quiet good Samaritans making a difference for others? This year I had the privilege of meeting, interviewing, and writing about dozens of inspiring community members, whose selfless work reminds me that life is a group project and we have a good team. Jordan, here are a few of her favorites. Diane Lewis, Undercover Angel, meets youth needs through fostering Bullock Hope Chest. I've known about the Hope Chest for a long time, but this was my first opportunity to meet and learn about the special role Diane plays in serving local middle and high schoolers through the Hope Chest's resources. As I talked with her, I thought about how grateful I would have been to have someone like Ms. Diane at my school during those challenging years. Jordan. Have you been to Brooklet lately? Its bustling downtown is experiencing a revival. This one was a lot of fun to cover, strolling around Brooklet and talking with store owners, and I think it came through in the writing. I can't wait to go back and shop. The Actor Next Door, from English professor to supporting actor, Pat Murphy's most memorable moments on set. This is another one that was pure fun to write and I think that came through. The backstory. Pat really is one of my neighbors, and I'd noticed his car was gone in the mornings for several weeks, so I asked him about it and learned he was driving to Savannah for these movie roles. I was so excited to talk with him about it. Pat Murphy's acting snaps. What were your favorite stories from 2024?